WA's greatest hits for Tuesday and Triple M. It is Rural Focus, and let's not beat around the bush. Let's get on into it for a Tuesday. Time right now to catch up with Josh from the Condillin Group. Good morning, mate.
Good day, Troy. How are you?
Someone tells me you're stuck in the middle of a paddock somewhere.
Yeah, okay? Mate.
You okay?
Baler has broken down, so I'm changing a drive chain at the moment. No complaints. It's not a bad place to be.
Now, mate, we're into sort of more or less fire season, as everybody would know. So I'm guessing people should, if they haven't done so already, give their firefighting equipment pretty much the once over?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're in harvest, you're going to have a unit in the paddock. And I've seen some, I've actually seen some really good units mounted to chaser bins, which I like.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way of having a unit on hand. But I was thinking the other day I need to give my unit the once over. And I thought, why not talk about that today?
All right. Let's start with engines, mate. Petrol engine.
Yeah, I mean, the petrol engines are the ones that are probably going to give you the most issue if you try and fire them up. I haven't run for 12 months.
Yep.
And, electric start engines are obviously potentially going to have a battery issue. But if they've got a pull start, then you're kind of covered there. One thing I would do is, if you're pull start only, pull the cord right out and have a look at it and see that it's not frayed, because I have actually had the cord snap on me once trying to start my fire unit. It doesn't. It's only probably about 20 minutes to pull that little housing off the motor and change the cord out. So I reckon if your cord's looking, tiniest bit dodgy, do that before fire season starts. Fuel is a big thing with petrol engines that have been sitting around. And so the use of fuel stabiliser, I reckon, is a must in these engines. If you haven't, then I'd run some fresh fuel through it. Make sure that the engine actually runs properly. You know, if your choke has to be on a little bit to make it run, then it's probably got a slightly blocked main jet. Run some clean fuel through it, turn the fuel off, let it run out of fuel, and then use some stabiliser in the fuel. We've had pretty good results actually cleaning those little Honda Carbies using an ultrasonic bath.
Okay.
But you can also buy them online for like $20. So, like aftermarket ones. So if it's, not working properly, just bloody change it over.
So how different would it be if, say, you've got a diesel engine then?
Yeah, well, the diesels are going to be the ones which probably are easiest to start after a period of inactivity. Mm. Generally, they'll be electric start. So once again, make sure the battery's up to scratch.
Yeah.
Actually, what is kind of handy to have in the ute is, the jumper cables or even just one of those little power pack boost starters. They're quite good for stationary engines. But diesels, they will suffer from, water that condenses into the fuel, dirty fuel, that kind of thing. So, when it comes down to it, you need to be starting these engines and running them up before things get serious, and checking that everything is okay.
All right, that's the engines checked off. What about pumps, mate?
Yeah, well, the pump should give less trouble, but sometimes they are the cause of the trouble. Aluminium pumps in particular can actually get a little bit corroded on the impeller, and if they've been sitting for a while, and that can actually lock the engine solid. So if you pull the cord out and it's tight, then chances are, if you've got an aluminium pump, then that the bit of corrosion on there has locked her up, and you'll have to pull that pump housing to pieces and clean the impeller up and put it back together. That's probably the main thing to look at with pumps, and obviously air leaks on the intake and that sort of thing.
All right. What other things should farmers be looking out for, mate?
Yeah, I suppose just really then it comes down to the rest of the fittings on the firefighting unit. So, perished or split fittings and hoses, connectors, those sorts of things. Make sure they're in good shape. That's probably really the main thing to go there. So hopefully nothing goes too far wrong. Hose reels are probably a source of issues with firefighters. So, they often sit out in the sun, and some hoses can get pretty perished. Some aren't that UV stable. So, if you're giving it a run-up, pull the hose out, check that it's all good. There are no splits. Run the engine and pump and leave the nozzle turned off, and you'll build up pressure, and you'll soon see if there's any splits in that hose.
What about farmers? And I know a lot of farmers around regional WA would probably be using the IBC, mate. Anything to consider with that?
I've actually, my fire unit uses an IBC as well, because cheap and readily available. there are a couple of things you do need to consider with IBCs, because they are not designed as a firefighting tank per se, but they do a reasonable job. The connector fitting down at the base of the IBC can sometimes cause a little bit of grief, especially if you're bouncing around, towing a unit over the paddocks full of water. But the main thing I'd check is that the majority of IBCs you have around are white in colour, and they are not UV stable. So if they've been sitting outside, they could have suffered from the sun, from UV damage, and they will go a little bit brittle. It does help if they're full of water all the time. So, you know, fire units should be full of water. But if they've been in the shed, they won't be too bad. But, yeah, you don't want to be rushing off to a fire and go over a bump and have your IBC split. So it might be worth considering, and if you ever see one hanging around, a black IBC, so that's a UV-stabilised IBC, that is the thing to have because the plastic won't perish in the sun. And there are also commercial canvas covers that you can put over IBCs to keep the UV out of them. Yeah, so those are some options if you can't park it in the shed and you have to leave it out in the sun.
All right.
But I will mention that those covers can actually impede you filling the bloody things too. So that's something to consider.
All right. So there you go. There's a bit of a checklist. Anything else that you sort of think may come in handy for farmers that they may not have thought about?
I don't know. Let's try not to start the fire in the first place.
Exactly, yeah.
Make sure.
Besides that.
cleaning regimes on harvesters. That's, checking conditions of any moving component on the harvester. And look, having any kind of fire extinguisher on hand when a fire starts is worth its weight in gold. So, every vehicle's got to have one.
Yeah, certainly. Probably don't leave home without one pretty much. But
that's right.
There you go. So, there you go. So check your engines, check your pumps, and just make sure everything is A-okay in here. Let's
and pump the tyres up on your trailer too.
Always a good thing so we don't get bogged when we're out and about. Mate, I know that you're busy this morning out there in the paddocks. Good luck with that, and thanks for joining us yet again today.
It's good fun. Thank you, Troy.